Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Blood and Oil: Mohammed bin Salman's Ruthless Quest for Global Power, by Bradley Hope, is an investigative account of Saudi Arabia's rapid transformation under Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The book situates his rise within the kingdom's immense oil wealth, its alliance with Western governments and corporations, and the internal dynamics of a royal family accustomed to consensus rule. Hope focuses on how a young, ambitious leader pursued sweeping economic and social change, while consolidating authority through coercive tactics that alarmed critics at home and abroad. The narrative follows major initiatives tied to Vision 2030, the push to attract international capital, and the use of state power to manage elites, rivals, and dissent. It also examines how global dependence on energy markets and security partnerships complicates foreign responses to controversial actions. Overall, the book presents a portrait of modern statecraft, where reform, branding, surveillance, and force can advance together, reshaping both Saudi Arabia and the international system around it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the making of a new Saudi strongman. A central topic is how Mohammed bin Salman emerged from a traditional monarchy into a dominant, personalized center of power. The book frames his ascent as a break from older Saudi governance norms, where senior princes balanced interests through gradual compromise. Hope describes a political environment shaped by patronage networks, religious legitimacy, and oil revenues, then shows how a younger generation could leverage access to the king, control over key institutions, and mastery of public messaging. The narrative emphasizes that consolidation was not only about ambition, but also about reorganizing decision, making so outcomes depended on one office and a tight circle of loyalists. Readers see how court politics, security services, and economic levers intertwine, turning internal rivalry into a contest over control of cash flows, media narratives, and coercive capacity. This topic also explores the logic of rapid centralization: moving fast can outmaneuver opponents, but it increases the stakes of every choice and reduces internal constraints. The result is a leadership model that can execute bold moves quickly while generating heightened risk, both domestically and internationally. Secondly, Vision 2030, megaprojects, and the promise of diversification. Another major theme is the attempt to pivot Saudi Arabia away from oil dependence, while still using oil wealth as the fuel for transformation. Hope covers the broad strategy often associated with Vision 2030, including privatization efforts, international investment outreach, and the promotion of headline-grabbing initiatives meant to signal a new economic identity. The book highlights how diversification plans depend on credibility attracting foreign capital, requires trust in governance, predictable regulation, and confidence that contracts will be honored. At the same time, Saudi leaders must satisfy domestic expectations for jobs, services, and opportunities, especially for a young population. Mega projects and global branding campaigns function as both economic experiments and political theater, designed to convince audiences that change is inevitable and that the leadership is future-facing. This topic also addresses the friction between modernization and existing power structures, including conservative social norms, entrenched bureaucracies, and elite privileges. The book suggests that economic reform is inseparable from political control because shifting subsidies, opening markets, and disciplining rent-seeking groups can threaten the very coalitions that once stabilized the kingdom. Thirdly, coercion, elite discipline, and the cost of consolidation. Hope devotes significant attention to how the leadership enforced compliance among elites and managed dissent, presenting a picture of governance where fear and uncertainty can be tools of statecraft. This topic includes the use of anti-corruption messaging as a mechanism to justify extraordinary actions, the reordering of business relationships, and the creation of an environment in which loyalty is constantly tested. The book explores how such tactics can produce short-term gains by unlocking assets, deterring rival power centers, and signaling that no one is untouchable. Yet it also shows the potential downside: business confidence can erode when property rights feel contingent, and talented insiders may become risk-averse when political boundaries are unclear. The theme extends beyond internal elites to the broader information environment, where surveillance, intimidation, and restrictions on speech can shape public life. By tracing these dynamics, the book prompts readers to consider how modernization can coexist with repression and how international partners weigh strategic interests against human rights concerns. The key takeaway is that consolidation is not merely political maneuvering. It reshapes economic behavior, institutional norms, and the country's long-term resilience. Fourthly, oil, security alliances, and the geopolitics of leverage. The book places Saudi Arabia in a global context where energy markets, arms sales, intelligence cooperation, and regional rivalries create powerful incentives for engagement. This topic examines how oil wealth provides both resources and leverage, enabling Saudi leaders to court global investors. fund influence campaigns and maintain strategic relationships with major powers. Hope shows that global dependence on stable energy flows can soften foreign responses to controversial moves, while security partnerships make the relationship multidimensional and difficult to unwind. The narrative also considers how Saudi decision-making interacts with regional conflicts and competition, particularly where perceptions of threat drive aggressive policies. This creates a feedback loop. Hardline regional strategies can heighten insecurity, which then justifies deeper security cooperation and higher spending. The book highlights the dilemmas for Western governments and corporations. They may champion transparency and rule of law, yet they also seek access to capital, contracts, and energy stability. Readers are left with a nuanced picture of mutual dependency, where Saudi Arabia is not only influenced by global powers, but can also shape their options through pricing, investment, and strategic positioning. Lastly, reputation management, global finance, and the narrative battle. A final key topic is how modern political power is pursued through storytelling, branding, and controlled perception, especially in an era of social media and instant global scrutiny. Hope depicts an effort to reintroduce Saudi Arabia to the world as a reforming, investable state while countering criticism tied to authoritarian governance. This includes cultivating relationships with major financiers, consultants, and public relations networks, as well as staging international events that project normalcy and progress. The book shows how reputation becomes an asset that can lower the cost of capital and attract talent, but also a vulnerability when damaging episodes dominate headlines. When narratives clash, the response may involve intensified messaging, selective transparency, and pressure on critics. This topic also illustrates the tension between a leader's desire to be seen as a modernizer and the international expectations that come with that label. If reforms are framed as transformational, the world may demand consistent standards on accountability. The book encourages readers to examine how global markets sometimes reward compelling stories, even when underlying institutions remain opaque, and how reputational shocks can ripple through investment decisions, diplomatic ties, and domestic legitimacy. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a politically grounded understanding of Saudi Arabia beyond headlines, including students of international relations, energy politics, security policy, and global finance. It is also valuable for business and investment audiences seeking context for why opportunity and risk in the kingdom can rise together. The benefit to the reader's life is practical. It sharpens the ability to evaluate power, incentives, and institutions when money, geopolitics, and ideology collide. By following the interplay between reform agendas and coercive consolidation, the book helps readers recognize how leadership styles shape economic outcomes and how reputational events can alter markets and alliances. Compared with many books that treat the Middle East through broad history or abstract strategy, this one focuses on the mechanics of contemporary influence elite management, investor courting, narrative control, and the limits of foreign leverage. It is worth buying because it connects domestic political decisions to global consequences in a way that clarifies why Saudi Arabia remains central to the world economy and security order. Readers finish with a clearer framework for interpreting future developments rather than a single-issue snapshot. If you would like to support Bradley Hope, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.